Tim, our veteran of the game tonight is Keely Hall. She is a four-year starter for us. She's really been our cornerstone of the program the last 2 years. Keely goes somewhat unnoticed. She's unselfish. She wants the rest of her teammates to succeed as much as she does. And therefore, you know, she doesn't get a lot of the publicity just because we like to spread the scoring around, so to speak. She is closing in on 800 points and 800 rebounds for her career, which is really fantastic. She has that opportunity to be a 1,000-point scorer and a 1,000-rebound player, the first here at Firelands in our history. And I'm hoping that, you know, she continues to play as well as she's played up to this point. You know, she is our veteran player of the game.
Coach, I remember the first time I saw Keely play as a freshman, and I was just impacted by her basketball ability as a ninth grader. It's an amazing process to watch her go through it now to her senior year. It's gone by so quickly, and yet she has really stepped into that leadership role for your basketball team as well.
Yes, she has. You know, as a freshman, she had a couple of other older players around her that were good basketball players and sort of led the way. She was a big part of it, but she didn't have to be that cornerstone that she's turned into be. You know, the last couple of years she has taken on that leadership role and put a lot of effort and time into getting better at basketball. You know, she's looking to play at the next level and has verbally agreed to go to Gannon University in Erie. So, you know, her basketball career is going to continue. Hopefully we can just finish this season off with on a positive note and keep her healthy for next year.
That is really a great story. So congratulations goes out to Firelands' Keely Hall. She is tonight's Firelands Veteran of the Game. We'll hear this message from Lorain County Veteran Services. And when we return, Scott Terry, the head coach of Keystone, will name the Lady Wildcat Veteran of the Game. That follows this on the Colson & Colson Girls Cage Matchup.